Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's, Italian bread company, over 100 years of baking experience. Before we get to that, friendly reminder that The Fan is partnered up with Pittsburgh Public Schools and their big drive for their students this year, providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Presented by Target Freight Management, you can support people that need it by purchasing backpacks or dropping them off at a location near you, including Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson and Northway Mall. For details, go to 937thefan.com to drop off your donation, brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892. Don?
The debrief, August 4, 2025. The coaches poll in college football is out. Texas, number one, Ohio State, two, Penn State, three, Georgia is four, and Notre Dame at number five. And we get a 1-2 matchup right off the bat.
That's a pretty nice, like, blue blood top five.
Labor Day weekend.
There's no weird interloper in there. That's big boy. That's big boy schools pretty much all the way down.
I disagree. I never looked at the coaches poll as the poll of record.
The AP poll.
I wasn't sitting there. I was just talking about five big boy teams.
I know that, but Donnie said we get one versus two right off the bat, and I'm saying, yeah, in the coach's mind, but I don't look at the coaches poll as the poll of record.
How much different do you think the AP poll will be?
Let's call the coaches poll what it is, the sports information director's poll. You think these coaches who are maniacal about watching their own teams and scouting for their own games are going, I'm just going to flip on YouTube.
I think they might tell the person that does it for them to manipulate it when it like fits or meets their agenda.
But like, yes. Like seriously, is Pat Narduzzi saying, you know what, I've got to sit here and watch all these teams?
Of course
just
not.
To make sure
I've never asked him that question. If he actually fills the poll out himself, that would actually be something that I would be interested in hearing.
How many times do you think a coach has filled out a poll where just to do a friend a favor who's like trying to bring a team on the come up, right? They fill in like, you know, somebody fills in Tulane, not bad example, or like a Sun Belt team as the 25th ranked team so they can pop up, Donnie, in that vaunted also receiving votes category.
There are some random teams like that in the coaches poll.
That's
Buffalo
what I mean.
Got one vote.
That's what's always funny to me about that one.
Duke got 12. Florida State got 8, and they won 2 games last year. So you do get
some of that. I feel like
that.
Florida State and Virginia Tech in my lifetime are always the teams that find themselves ranked going into a year.
Wait, who'd you say? Florida State and Virginia Tech?
Yeah. No matter how bad they may have been the previous year, they'll just plop in there at like number 14.
Go ahead. I was going to say Penn State is third. They got 14 first place votes, Ohio State 20, Texas 28. The only other schools that received first place votes were Georgia and Clemson.
Dabo thinks he might have his best team since 2018 when they went, 15-0. I will just say this about the top five, and I know Texas is an SEC team, and so like what I'm saying here might seem silly. I would still pick Georgia right now over any of the other top five teams just because I am of the belief that they are the new Alabama. And like in terms of who's got dudes, it's probably Georgia in greater supply than everyone else.
But for them, it's Gunnar John Stockton at quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
And
but they also
know.
With us, with what was his name? I wanted to say Stedman Graham, but that was Oprah's husband.
Stetson Bennett?
Stetson Bennett.
Stedman Graham? Yes, the 65-year-old heavyset longtime boyfriend of Oprah Winfrey. They did do a number. If they ran through the SEC with that guy as their quarterback, that would be an impressive feat. I do agree with
Kirby
that.
Kirby Smart is a miracle worker. No, but I mean, they had Stetson Bennett, and he was not exactly like a big time pro prospect, and he just went in there and whooped ass. Like, that's all. I look at them, honestly, even seeing Bama still lingering around, I'm like, yeah, I'd probably put Bama above a lot of these teams too. And I hate saying that because I don't want that to be how I feel about it.
Miami got themselves ranked in the top 10, so Miami is back, according to the coaches' poll people. They thought they were back last year with Cam Ward, and then they lost to Syracuse the last week of the season and got left out of the college football playoff by the committee.
How do we feel about our Gamecocks, Donnie, with Lenora Sellers at 13 in the coaches' poll? They're sleeping on Sellers, baby.
I wonder if that's going to happen to me this year. Will I watch more teams that have quarterbacks that I think are first or second round capable or caliber because I'm looking forward to the Steelers draft in April.
So let's go through
LSU
the top 10.
Has Nussmeier.
Klubnik on Clemson.
Yep.
Sellers on South Carolina. Who else?
Arch Manning, obviously.
Arch Manning, yeah, but a lot of people still seem dead set convinced he's going to stay 2 years.
Aller one at Penn
Drew
State,
Aller,
baby.
Sam Levitt.
Arizona State.
Yep.
Yeah, so those are the guys that...
Is there anybody else we're missing on that front? In the top 25, I mean.
Yeah, UCLA's not ranked. They've got Nico.
I don't know. Not off the top of my head, anybody else in the top 25's got like a guy that... That is definitely that
Lagway, is Lagway draft eligible at Florida?
I thought he had
that
one
next
more year.
I think you're right.
I think he's like, I mean, and look, aren't people going to be gun shy if they take a Florida quarterback with like very little experience the first second he's eligible?
Guess how
Although
many
he looks like a monster.
Guess
dude.
How many votes Pitt got?
Zero.
Hold on. I'm trying to squint and see this. I'm going to say zero.
Yep. Yeah. Zero.
Should we dedicate a segment, maybe not on Monday, but Tuesdays, to the college football quarterback reviews?
Oh, future Steelers breakdown.
I think depending on how things go with Aaron Rodgers, that might be in the cards.
I think we should power rank every Tuesday.
Our number
one quarterback. We each give our top three, and it can be like they do the Heisman watch every week. Sponsor that. ESPN has like somebody sponsoring that thing. Well, isn't it like a Nissan? They're like, all right, who's moving up the Heisman
rankings? I
think
Nissan's been on that for a while.
Those boys at Nissan are selling Pathfinders out the wazoo.
Donnie's not going to like hearing me say this, but listen to Arthur Smith talk about Will Howard. Maybe the guy's already in the building.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Praising his football intelligence. He's as good from the shoulders up as any young quarterback I've ever been around.
Yeah, but you have to play the game.
A member of the quarterback club,
Will
Howard.
You have to play the game with everything, not just your brain. Your shoulders down.
Well,
your
yeah.
legs, your ankles,
we
your
get
kneecaps.
That, but he's a big athletic guy, Chris. John Gruden compared him to Josh Allen.
So why did a guy who is as good as Arthur Smith has ever seen from the neck up, or from the shoulders up, and a big athletic guy who John Gruden compared to Josh Allen last 184 picks before he went with 185?
I don't know, Chris. Why did Tom Brady go in the sixth round?
Oh, this guy also won the national title his final year in college, which Brady didn't do.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out the logical fallacy that if he's such a good prospect and has all of these traits that people generally covet in a quarterback, he probably would not have been passed on by every team five times.
Why did Kurt Warner go undrafted?
Because he wasn't sometimes big or mobile, and he was actually a right place, right time guy. Yeah, he went to Northern freaking Iowa, not
correct.
Ohio State here.
Mark Bolger went in the sixth round. He had a pretty good career. You want to disparage what he did? He might have family listening right now.
Hello to the Bolgers. Mark is a wonderful success
Speaking
story.
Of Kurt Warner, he took the guy's job and went to a Pro Bowl.
Didn't go to a Super Bowl, though, which Kurt did after he got his job taken.
Right. Well, with the Cardinals, different team.
My point stands here.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm being a pretty reasonable person with my Will Howard critique here.
Your Will Howard critique is the guy's probably going to suck.
My Will Howard critique is,
I want to watch him play
for all
first.
Of the people foaming at the mouth waiting to see him, there is probably a good reason why, despite whatever his coaches and backers say, a guy that big, who's that polished, and seemingly that good mentally, didn't get picked until the 180s.
So if we didn't see him take a snap all season.
Yeah.
You would just be comfortable with...
No. I mean, that can't happen. But blindly going to assume he's their answer at quarterback if I never see him play in a game. But what if Rodgers got hurt and he played five games and he went 5-0? I'd give him a shot next year.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's a little bit different.
If the sixth round pick went 5-0 in the five games Aaron Rodgers missed, yes, I would be very enthused because I would have five effing games of a body of work where he went undefeated.
I know. All I'm saying is that I think that he's got a shot. I don't know why that's such a controversial take to have.
It's probably what Ron Cook was saying when David met Goliath. I'm not saying the kid's going to do it, but he's probably got a
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so quick to just rule it out, Chris.
Because you seem to be implying that he's got more than a shot. Like, you've nudged in the direction of, I think this guy is the next guy, and I find that farcical.
I find him to be way more interesting than any six-round quarterback I can remember ever getting drafted, yes.
Bit more interesting than Brady when it happened?
No, I mean, like, in terms of buzz and hype for the guy and build up for him. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's where Chris and I are coming from, though.
But that we're not allowed to get excited about six
round
picks?
Johnny the barber keep it on planet Earth. Yeah, he's Big Ben 2.0. Again, I just don't see how this is such a hard logical thing to follow. If he's this good physically, he's getting comped to Josh Allen by John Gruden, who does know quarterbacks,
yep.
Physically comped to him.
Right.
If Arthur Smith, who I don't think is dumb, is saying he's one of the smartest guys he's ever seen at this age, above the shoulders,
mm-hmm.
And he played for the huge powerhouse other than Alabama and Georgia in college football,
yep.
And won a national title, there's probably a very good reason that he lasted as long as he did in the draft. Because if you checked all those other boxes for a guy and he had pro-ready traits that people really liked how they would translate to the pros, guess what number pick he would have gone? 1.1.
But I think if he had stayed at Ohio State for another year, which he didn't have, but let's say he'd spent 2 years in their offense and not at Kansas State beforehand, I do think he would have been a first or second round pick. By the time he got comfortable in their offense, he went nuts in the playoffs.
I don't
Chris.
Think the arm is spectacular by any stretch, and I wonder about how much the running is going to hold up. Like him as a running threat, I think saying he looks like Josh Allen is a far cry from saying he will be able to run the ball the way Josh Allen
runs. He's
got
four rushing touchdowns of over 65 yards in college, okay? I know they're not NFL players running after him, but you got to be some kind of athlete to have runs of that long. Of that distance, and he didn't just do it against FCS schools.
I mean, Daniel Jones, an actual first round pick, had a bunch of long runs in college and then had one in the NFL where he was running away from people till he tripped on his own
feet.
Yeah,
but guess
what? He was a first round pick.
Go look up his rushing stats. He is a good athlete, Daniel Jones.
I know he is, and I'm saying Daniel Jones, a guy who hasn't had much success relative to where he was drafted, was still picked in the first round.
So by what you're saying, by that logic, you would have to say Drew Aller is a better quarterback than Will Howard.
He's a better prospect. He's probably going to go
based
in the
on what though?
Better arm talent by far.
Yeah. Now you look, he had some great arm talent against Notre Dame in the playoff last year, boy. That was a heck of an arm talent game for him. Seriously.
He's got a much better arm. He's a good athlete. He's a bigger guy than Will Howard, which is kind of surprising but true. I'm not saying I think Drew Aller is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't also think Will Howard has much of a chance to be a good one. Nice kid, rooting for the best for him.
Doesn't sound like it.
If I'm proven wrong on this particular front, I will eat crow with a big gleeful smile on my face. I'll ask for extra barbecue sauce, but there's a reason he lasted to pick 185. Ah, and then there's Steve in the YouTube comments. Chris was all about Kenny Pickett, if I recall, so what makes him a QB expert? Pony knows what he is talking about. Pony, did you start an account just to say inaccurate things in the comments?
No, but you did. You were an Anthony Richardson guy, so.
Okay, but I wasn't a Kenny guy. I was the guy saying, let's pump the brakes there.
Yeah, but then before Anthony Richardson played anything, you're like, here is the next age and wave of great quarterbacks.
I've
seen it,
chance.
And it's Anthony Richardson. They said Daniel Jones is ahead of him on the depth chart today in Indianapolis.
No, it's an or situation.
Yeah, but Jones' name was listed first.
Well, that's alphabetical. Jones versus Richardson. That's actually probably true. I think that is how they usually do the or stuff, is alphabetically.
Thank you, Donnie.
Very contentious debrief here. He just basically...
You guys just want to hate on Will Howard.
Donnie rolled the ball out.
Why Donnie does that. Donnie
you
should
said
be,
Pickett to Pickens is the next Montana to Rice, and clearly you haven't learned Donnie jack squat.
Donnie should be sitting here saying, the guy won a national championship. Let's give him a fair chance right now. Let's give the man a shot.
All I am asking is to keep things on planet Earth.
Well, you should have said that to Arthur Smith before he said he was one of the smartest young quarterbacks he's ever been around.
What was he going to say? He's a dumbass?
He didn't have to say that.
Nate says, Will Howard is Kenny with drastically bigger hands and aura. That is all. Since when did aura become this big thing?
Oh, I don't say it.
He's got aura, man. He's got, now, is that the new Riz? If you've got aura, do you have Riz?
I don't know. That's a bend to new.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.